Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. As always, we have an amazing exclusive interview right here, right now, with the amazing songstress by the name of Lady Chico. Miss Diva Lady Chico, the songstress from Houston, has been tightening up all the way to San Jose. She's performed in Las Vegas and in cities throughout the United States, sung worldwide from the lavish Parisian lounges to the lively Brazilian locales, and made her way throughout the Caribbean, performing in both Virgin Islands and Jamaica hotspots. Yes, Chico loves to travel and share her gifts of song and affable way with people from every culture and every walk of life. Creative expression is Chico's passion, and she's received loving support for it from her family, friends, and fabulous fans, to whom she is forever grateful. Chico is also a breast cancer survivor and a beast, and thanks the Lord she has lived healthfully 13 years and counting. And we also have her newest single, I'm a Survivor, in the studio, so make sure y'all check that out, as well as her official album. Let's say no more. Please welcome the one, the only, Miss Lady Chico. Good evening, how are you?
Hello, good evening. How are you all this evening? I'm wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Glad to be here. Yes, indeed.
Thank you. So we gave a little bit of info about you, but please introduce yourself and tell us who Miss Lady Chico really is.
Well, you know, my name is actually Lucille Hurd, but my stage name is Diva Lady Chico. And I've been that Chico since that name Chico comes from, like, the third grade. When I was in elementary school, they had Cinco de Mayo and the May Day Festival. And my sister dressed me up in a poncho, a serape, and a sombrero, and the kids say, "You look like a Chico." And my name is Lucille, but I never liked my name Lucille because the kids teased me about that. So I just kept that name all out in the third grade, yeah. And I love it. And I'm still 100% woman. I have nothing wrong with anybody who is anything else, but I'm who I am, and it's all good. Yes, indeed. And I now live in San Jose, California.
All right. Starting from the beginning of your career, who were some of your biggest inspirations for breaking into the industry?
Oh, my gosh. I have to say Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, Diana Ross and the Supremes. I mean, all that Motown era and, you know, Stax. And I mean, I was into all of it. I was into all of it. And when we grew up in Los Angeles, we were right across the street from Jewel Akins. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
Wow.
And I mean, so I was around music all my life, and my uncle was a musician. I had on my mother's side all the musicians, so it's like in the blood, you know what I mean? But I never really sang in church. I never sang that much in church because the people were so mean to me in church.
Okay.
But I didn't sing that much in church, so they wouldn't let me sing for somehow. But I really actually cut my first song called Try It, You Like It in Houston, Texas, and from one of these Willie Hutch, you know, back in the day. Yes. And then I, my mother wrote a song called McGovern for President, and I wrote, and we did that song. President McGovern was running against Nixon back in those days. So, I mean, been around Houston all my life. Yeah. It's in my soul. This was in my soul. That's all I can say. I love it.
I see. And do you happen to remember one of your most memorable performances when you were first getting started?
Yes, I do. We did, my mother would make our costumes and things for us. We did talent shows. And all the radio stations in Houston, they had KGFJ. I think it was KGFJ, one of those stations. It's been a while, girls, since I remember them days. But we did a show at one of the Elks Lodges, and I did Ain't No Way by Aretha. And yeah. And my sister Janet Hurd and a girl named Faye Finney, they did the background. And so I think that's what really, really made me have the confidence. And I just took it from there. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really loved it.
Getting further into your career, you've traveled the world, and you have such a broad fan base. What are your fans like in different countries when you're performing?
They are wonderful people, just like they are here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because see, I was a travel agent as well. That's what happened. See, I was a travel agent. I worked on the cruise ships and did all kind of plays and musicals and all kind of things, you know. And when I turned 17, I met my husband, and he was one of the Motown people. He was the one from Houston doing the Tighten Up. That's where the Tighten Up come from. My ex-husband was playing Roger Bell and the Drill. And then we got married a couple of years after that, and we traveled all over. Had a studio and everything back in the 70s. And I actually worked with Mr. Wayne Henderson, a Jazz Crusader, Michael Nardawater, before we became famous with Whitney Houston, them, Donna Byrd and the Blackbirds, and all of these people, Patrice Rushen, and all these people that were at Fantasy Records up in Berkeley, California with us. And now we were just in our 20s, 21, 22, Mickey Howard, all of us, we were together. Yeah.
Oh,
we were like,
man,
you know, very
that was
wonderful. Yeah. So,
what would you say is your most memorable fan experience being on stage? Like, did you have an encounter with a fan that was just loving you, or what would you say is your most memorable fan?
And they in the local crowd, I've had, you know, a couple of stalkers.
Really?
You know? Yes. You know, you know, you have conversation with people in the crowd. Oh, where do you live? You know what I'm saying? You don't think nothing of it. Oh, I'm here and I'm there. You know, it's always somebody local. People can get a crush on you. They can just bug you and stuff. You know, I've never had anybody really, truly, you know, try to assault me in any kind of way, but they will show
right.
up on your doorstep sometime, knocking and ringing on the door.
Oh.
But my daddy didn't
wow.
play that because I have five sisters and one brother. So, you know, Poppy didn't play that. Back in the day, you know, my dad and mom were very strict on us, you know, so we had to play by the rules, girl, sure enough. But, you know, you always meet interesting people, good, the bad, and the ugly. So you always get that combination. But I have no problem with anybody being good. Not at all. And that's the way my life has been. Yeah.
Can't complain. And not only are you amazingly musically talented, but you are a breast cancer survivor. So
I am very, very. Well, first of all,
and congratulations.
Mm-hmm. My sister died of breast cancer. One of my older sisters,
and my mother
ended up dying with breast cancer after that. And then I have about three or four first cousins that died of breast cancer. So it runs in my family. And ever since then, I always checked. And one year I checked, and it was there. And I told the doctor, whatever you're going to do, just do it now. Before it goes any further, you know. So I was very blessed, and I never take anything for granted. But you have to be proactive with your health. When you especially know that it runs in your family genetic pool, you don't get a choice. It's just your whole genetic, you know, makeup. So
okay.
I try to be positive about it all because, you know, God put us all here for a purpose and a reason. So I want to be the best me I can be. But if I had to let go of these boobies of mine, they'd have been gone. If they would have been to a different stage, you know, in the stage where it's very, very already spreading, I would have taken another route. But fortunately, you know, I'm blessed, you know, and I still check. And I check every October. This is my month I check. And I have my appointment coming up next week, as a matter of fact. It's my normal routine. Yep, sure enough.
All right. And have you performed at any of the breast cancer events? Because, you know, they have, like,
I just did a big, big walk here in Silicon Valley, right here in Santa Clara, and it was 36,000 people. Yeah.
Wow.
And they raised over the amount that they wanted, over $400,000 for the
wow.
year 2017. Yeah, here in Silicon Valley, this is like, you know, the Google and Apple and Hewlett Packard and IBM are all here in the Silicon Valley. So this is the most high tech capital on the planet here in San Jose. So they give a lot. It was wonderful. It was awesome. Yeah,
I'm sure. And let's talk about your new single, I'm a Survivor. So what inspired the title? What is the inspiration for the song? Tell us about I'm a Survivor.
Well, when you get a doctor to tell you, you're afraid. You can't believe it. You're like, oh, my God, I have it. But. Like I said, I'm proactive. I was proactive with mine. It was scary, no doubt. It was scary. But because they caught it early, I'm fine. And then I had to go through chemo. I had to go through radiation. I had to go through the surgery. Not one, but two. Two surgeries. The doctor, man. they have something called a margin. Go back, they do the surgery, and they see if they might, think it may be they have to go back in. So the doctor says, I think we better go back in. I say, you got to do what you got to do. When I'm going in. So they went back in and got the rest of that margin. And I'm like, yeah, thank you, Jesus. Yep, I did. But I was, of course, you know, when somebody tell you that, it makes you appreciate everything that you have. You know, it really makes you appreciate that. And I must say, I appreciate life, and I appreciate good people, and I appreciate just the smell, the taste, the touch, and everything that the Lord has put here on this earth for us to enjoy, you know? So
yes,
I feel
definitely.
So blessed. Yeah. But it was scary,
and
I'll tell you that much.
Of course. So let's wait no further. If you would do us the honor, Miss Diva, Lady Chico, as to introduce your new single, I'm a Survivor.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Diva Lady Chico has a new single, and it's called I'm a Survivor. First I was afraid, I was petrified, 'cause I found a lump inside.
This is Miss Diva Lady Chico. I'm a Survivor.
First I was afraid, I was petrified, 'cause I found a lump inside. Oh! But I'm a survivor.
Lucille,
gotta
thinking, how could this happen to me? Lord, please, all I can do is pray, hoping that somehow the Father would take it away. I went from prayer to the bar head. I took a hold of my faith and just wouldn't let go, never giving up belief. Now I'm a survivor, I am a cancer survivor.
Now ladies, don't you fool around too long.
Washington. I call him the maestro. He's worked with so many people. Oh my God, Beyonce, Tupac, you name them. He's worked with them. Tony, everybody. So under his guidance, put together this collective of songs, and we had a blast. We had a true blast. That's all I can say. It's just it was God gave me favor. Just really did. So. I'm so
How
blessed.
Did that collaboration come about with an artist from Alaska and such a heavy-hitting producer and songwriter? How did that collaboration come about to create I'm a Survivor?
Well, because I am a survivor. And that was what got me singing the whole, that would inspire me to write a song about breast cancer. Absolutely did, and I put one together, and so they say, well, let's do this, let's switch it around, let's do some this. You know how they just make it better, and so I didn't want it to be sad, so that's
right.
Why we pumped it up. I didn't want it to be a sad thing. I wanted it to be an inspirational thing. But I definitely had fear, but I had faith as well. So. Collaboration. Yeah. Mr. James Gardner, my producer, he put all the music together. And Black Ice, he flew him in because he's an aggressive rapper and he's awesome. And we put that together. It was so cool. Along with Miss Paula Tlander, who's, one of the co-producers on the album as well. So it was fabulous. We had a ball.
Right.
We just had a ball. Okay. Yes.
So let's talk about the album. What exactly are we getting from Miss Lady Chico? What's the name of the album as well as what else are we expecting once we go on this musical journey with you?
On my musical journey, you're going to be going along with me, is a collective of types of music because I'm a jazzy lady and I'm a bluesy lady and I'm a rhythm and bluesy lady. I like to sing it all. And it brings me joy, and I have nothing that holds me back from doing anything. You know what I'm saying? And I've never had any proper training of any sorts. You know what I'm saying? So it's just my own natural self, and I put my spin on everything. Even when I do cover songs, I put my own spin on it. You know, it's impossible to sing a song like Gladys. You know, it's impossible to sing a song just like Whitney. And you got to put your own spin on it. So the best part of it is putting your own spin on it and giving it your own juice. You know what I mean? And that flares the flavor a little bit better. So that's how I roll.
And what? And what,
yes.
What is the title of your album so we can go purchase it?
It's called I'm a Survivor, and right now it's on Google Play. Yeah.
All
Google
right.
Play. P-L-A-Y. Google Play. Viva Lady Chico. Google Play. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the next song we have up is Romance. So what was the inspiration for Romance?
Well, Romance came out of a relationship. You know, how you can be with a man and he's so perfect and he does all these wonderful things for you as a lady. You have he brought up his grandmama, somebody taught him right. And so he gave me this here relationship I was in at the time gave me that flavor to put in that song. So it's about an ex-boyfriend, and that's the way he did it. He romanced me. That's what happened with that.
All right.
He was already trained, girl. I don't know. It's very few that are already trained. Mm. You ain't got to teach them nothing. It's very few, I can say.
Yes.
It is lovely.
But say no more. Say no more. Let's get into the song. This is Miss Diva, Lady Romance.
Just a little romance is all I need in my life. Romance is all I need.
All right. Love it.
Yeah. Okay. Now that song was actually written by Mr. Sterling Davis, and he's out of Detroit, Michigan, but lives in LA now. And he's a total romantic kind of guy. So, hey, he was on point with that. Because that's what we lack is some romance. Yes.
What's up next for Miss Lady Chico? Are there any upcoming performances, any tours coming up, collaborations you should know about?
Yes, indeed. Actually, this coming Sunday, December the 3rd, I will be opening for Mr. Lenny Williams at the Fox Theater in Redwood City, California. And the show starts at 7, and the show, you come in at 7, and then the show starts at 8. Mm-hmm. I'm getting to see Mr. Lenny. Yeah, well, he fine. You know Lenny. He one of the original players that sang with Tower of Power. Oh, yeah. You're a bad, bad boy. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a good time. And also, I'm doing it's kind of like a little Christmas show. So I'm doing a little Christmas songs in with some of my, original songs as well. I like to start the season off right. You know, I love Christmas carols and things, I love it. And I like romance with it.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
And how does Miss Lady Chico prepare for a show?
Well, I work my poor band members to death, first of all, because they know I'm a perfectionist. I'm a Virgonian, okay? So I'm kind of like a perfectionist in what I do, especially my music and everything, I like to stand out a little, of the crowd. I just observe and I pick up things from here, things from there, and then some things I think of myself. And I do like a collective kind of a thing. I pick up all the good vibes I can get, And then I apply it, make it applicable to my everyday living and my everyday giving. So I like to give people joy, And that's what makes me a happy human being, because I don't like a bunch of drama and BS going
right.
on. I like good stuff. We got enough of that just on GP. So the more positive things I do is the better life you have. Who wants to be always in a ball of confusion?
Right.
That's not for me. You never know what life is going to bring you, but you make the best of whatever you have, and you want to be a positive person. That's just the way I am. And people always say that to me, you should be sad. I'm like, no, I ain't going to be sad. I'm still living.
Right.
So I'm not sad. I rather give it the positive spin instead, any old time of day. Until somebody mess with my babies, You're the jar to lie to somebody who you love. Somebody knows what you are. You better call Popo now. But it's just that way. You protect the people you love.
Yes. Any shout outs would you like to give to your team, to your fans? Any shout outs you would like to give right now?
Oh, yeah. I want to give Miss Gigi a shout out, and Miss Sherry Gordy, and oh my goodness, so many others. Grace Fields and Janet Hurd, my sister who lives in Vegas. And oh my goodness, so many wonderful, my friend Jackie Turner and Paula T. Lander and Brenda Vaughn. Oh my God. And so many wonderful people. Just so many good people. I just love all the people that helped me, all my musicians that were on that CD. Let's see, Ray Starr, T-Bow, and my fabulous producer, Mr. James Gardner, and so many wonderful artists. Real Russ Jr., and he's on one of the songs. You're going to play it in a little bit, too. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Dyson the singer. I have a song called Believer, and I have Dyson the singer, and he a bad puppy too. Lord have mercy. I love collaborations. You know, back in the day, they had all these wonderful duets. So, you know,
right.
How music goes around, it circles around sometimes. But I do like the rap too, but only to a certain degree. I like to have a little diversion of the rap into a melodic sense of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you have
yeah.
to have that in there. You have to have it in there because that is it's the way it is. It's like when disco came over and took over everything. Remember back in the day when they had disco? Disco took over the Temptations and Smokey and all that. And all you heard was the disco.
Yeah.
They just took over. So, you know, there are different slides in music that just come and go and just fade in and fade out. And it's just the way it is. But this rap thing has caught a hold on everybody. And it's good because it's accurate communication. It's caught a hold to everyone, and you kind of get used to it. But I like the positive spin instead of the negative spin on it. I don't like nobody talking about nobody's mama and up under a woman's clothes too far.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they go a little bit too sometimes overboard with it, and it's XX. You know, I don't mind a little bit
right.
of some, a little bit of something. I have a little something on one of my songs, as a matter of fact. That far, I just stay right on the corner, on the edge.
Okay.
I can be a bad girl, too.
All right. Well, we've got Believer in the studio,
girl.
And we're actually well, we've got Believer in the studio. Just spoke it up, and we're going to get ready to play it for everyone to listen. Everyone, pull your ears and your hearts to your speakers. This is Miss Lady Chico, Believer.
I bet you
right, Miss Lady Chico. Yes.
Yes.
So
yes, yes, yes.
Cavalier. How would you describe your vocal style? Because every artist has a certain little extra oomph that makes them stand out as far as being an artist is concerned. So what how would you define your voice?
Well, I guess I'm kind of like gumbo. I'm kind of like gumbo. It has a little bit of everything in it, you know. Everything I have, I think I have a little feeling of everything except for gospel. I'm not, never, like I said,
okay.
Never been in church before because they were not nice to me in church. But it doesn't mean I'm like church, you know, I don't like church people. It's just with those particular people. But it's a collective of things that I've been through and everything. But that particular song was written by my baby sister, and believe it was written by Deborah Jean Hurd and Damian Dane. And so my sister was the first act signed at LaFace Records, and she co-wrote for Tony Braxton, PLC, Bev Biv DeVoe, and she got a double platinum album for one of the songs she did for the movie Boomerang for Eddie Murphy. So my baby sister had a collective of music, and so I went back and grabbed some of her music. But my baby sister could sing before she could talk. And her name was Dia Dame, and the group was called Damian Dame.
Uh-huh.
They came out, they were the first group with LaFace Records, the Babyface and L.A. Reid. Even, yeah. And she co-wrote even for Tony, some of Tony Braxton songs and Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
Hello?
And we actually have, yes, I'm still here. We've got one more song in the studio, but before we get into that, how can all of our listeners keep track with you and all your endeavors? Do you have an official website and social media sites as well?
Yes, I am on Facebook, and my name is Diva Lady Chico, LadeeChico, LadeeE, Diva Lady Chico, or Lucille. Like Lucille Ball, Lucille Hurd, Hurd. And I'm mostly on Facebook. I got a Twitter account. I got to learn how to do all this tweeting and stuff, but I have to learn how to do it. But I'm mostly on Facebook, but that doesn't mean that in the new year I won't be stretching out to some more stuff and just kind of get up to date on all the new media stuff, you know? Yep.
Okay.
That's me.
And body talking, because this is the last
body
song
walking.
Walking, excuse me, body walking.
Walking
and talking.
That's right.
So what inspired body walking?
Well, it's about a relationship, you know. You know how these men want to come in and get a little quickie, you know what I'm saying? And you're like, what was that? You know what I'm saying? You say you're supposed to come, you know, you know how to do sometimes. You know how to do. But then you have to put them in check. That's what that's about. Okay?
Oh.
That's what that's about.
Right. Body walking. I love it. Everyone,
walking.
please, for the warm. Body walking. I love it. Please, everyone,
walking.
Make sure you give Miss Lady Chico so much love on her social media sites, on her Facebook page at LADEE Chico. We thank you so much for being in the studio. Your enthusiasm, your wisdom, your love, and overall your energy is just absolutely amazing. And being a cancer survivor, on top of being a vocal songstress such as yourself, we thank you so much for being in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. To us independent artists. Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
And as we said, we're going to get body walking in the studio. All right, everyone. Body walking. Miss Lady Chico.
Just keep that body walking. It's hurting my pride listening. I'm telling my side, I got a rep, it's gotta be kept. Not being Denzel, but loving one step at a time. Tick like a clock, alarm is ringing, and then you're bedrock. Me and you and it's doing and brewing and doing it. I got a plan, but I bet you never knew it.
They're walking,